One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
If you find yourself walking along San Francisco's Ocean Beach, you might catch the salty wind whipping across the sand, the roar of the Pacific pounding against the shore, and if you listen just a little closer, something else. Something colder. Something older. Perched at the very edge of Golden Gate Park stands the Beach Chalet, a beautiful Spanish revival building that has welcomed generations of travelers, locals, and anyone looking for a perfect view of the endless horizon. Step inside today, and you'll be greeted by the warm aroma of freshly grilled seafood and craft brews poured from gleaming taps. But beneath the hospitality and stunning sunsets, whispers of something far less inviting linger. This isn't just a story of a charming coastal restaurant. It's a story soaked in shipwrecks, mariners' tales, and chilling encounters that have left guests and employees questioning their senses. Since its early days, the Beach Chalet has been shadowed by eerie reports, footsteps echoing when no one's there, figures in misted glass, and cold drafts that creep along the floor, even on the sunniest of days. Some say it's the restless spirits of sailors who met their fate in the unforgiving waters just beyond the dunes. Others point to the heavy fog and the crash of waves as nature's way of playing tricks on the mind. Either way, one thing is certain. The Beach Chalet offers more than just a picturesque view of the Pacific. And tonight we're going to dig into the stories that make this place a beacon, not only for the living, but perhaps for the dead as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Beach Chalet's story begins not with ghost stories, but with civic pride. In 1925, the city of San Francisco sought to create a space where the public could enjoy the sweeping views of Ocean Beach in a setting that felt both grand and welcoming. Architect Willis Jepson, an influential figure of his era, answered the call. Inspired by the Spanish Revival style, Jepson's design gave the Beach Chalet its now iconic stucco walls, red tile roofing, and graceful arched windows framing the Pacific beyond. It was built to serve as a comfort station and gathering place for the droves of people who visited the city's western edge, where the endless ocean meets the sprawling greens of Golden Gate Park. At the time, the surrounding landscape was rugged, windswept, and untamed. Ocean Beach, directly across the great highway from the chalet, had long been both a draw for city dwellers seeking the bracing sea air and a silent graveyard for ships that dared to navigate its treacherous waters. Thick fog, unpredictable currents, and sandbars that seemed to shift like living things conspired to turn this stretch of coast into one of the deadliest passages for mariners in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Records from the San Francisco Maritime Museum and historical archives paint a grim picture. One of the most famous wrecks, the King Philip, ran aground in 1878, its broken skeleton still visible during particularly low tides today. Then there was the Reporter, swallowed by the waves in 1902, and dozens of lesser-known vessels whose crews vanished into the fog, never to return. The sea here took lives without mercy, and with each loss, the lore surrounding Ocean Beach deepened. In the years following its construction, the beach chalet stood as both a beacon of civilization and a silent witness to the ever-present dangers of the coast. But as time passed, stories began to surface that suggested the building itself might be holding onto something more than just architectural heritage. Inside the beach chalet, vibrant murals bring the city's history to life. Painted in the 1930s as part of the Works Progress Administration, these frescoes were the work of Lucien Lebeau, an acclaimed artist whose detailed scenes capture the spirit of San Francisco in the throes of the Great Depression. Lebeau's lively depictions include snapshots of beachgoers enjoying the sunshine, city leaders overseeing public works, and local families savoring the coast's simple pleasures. These paintings weren't just decoration, they were a celebration of resilience and community spirit. Tragically, Lebeau himself met an untimely end during World War II when his plane crashed in Asia. Some whisper that his presence, so lovingly embedded in the chalet's walls, has never truly left. While there's no hard evidence to tie his passing to the unexplained sensations visitors report today, those standing alone in front of his murals sometimes describe the uncanny feeling of being observed by unseen eyes. The first murmurs of unease among staff and patrons emerged in the 1960s, a time when the beach chalet operated as a local gathering place with a modest cafe and public facilities. Workers closing up at night told of hearing footsteps echoing across the empty upper floors, sounds that seemed to belong to heavy boots or the dragging gait of someone long gone. One longtime employee who worked at the chalet during the early 70s recalled moments when a sharp, salty scent would inexplicably fill the air, far stronger than anything drifting in from the beach outside. Other reports spoke of sudden, bone-chilling drafts sweeping through rooms where all windows and doors were tightly shut. Some patrons claimed to feel a brush of cold air at their necks, as if an invisible presence had passed too close for comfort. And while none of these early incidents involved direct sightings of apparitions, they lay the groundwork for the haunting reputation the beach chalet would come to earn. Of course, many have argued that there are perfectly rational explanations for these unsettling experiences. Ocean Beach is infamous for its microclimate, dense fog that rolls in from the sea like a living creature, accompanied by icy gusts that seem to seep through even the most secure buildings. Architectural acoustics can play tricks as well. The ceramic tiles and hardwood surfaces of the chalet amplify and distort sounds, turning the faintest footstep into an echoing thud. Then there's the scientific curiosity of infrasound. Generated naturally by crashing waves and certain wind conditions, infrasound is a low-frequency vibration that's below the range of human hearing, but can cause physical sensations like anxiety, nausea, or an inexplicable sense of dread. Psychologists studying haunted locations around the world have documented these effects in places and with similar environmental conditions. Still, even with all these logical theories on the table, there's a stubborn mystery that clings to the beach chalet. Patterns of unexplained occurrences don't align neatly with environmental factors. Experienced workers, those well acquainted with the building's quirks, admit that some of the phenomena defy simple explanations. One veteran bartender who spent nearly two decades behind the chalet's polished counters confessed in a rare interview that on certain fog-drenched nights, he could feel an undeniable heaviness in the air, as though unseen figures were watching the patrons from shadowed corners. This blend of history, maritime tragedy, artistic legacy, and atmospheric tension creates the perfect storm for ghostly legends to take root. And while skeptics can point to the fog, the architecture, or even the power of suggestion, those who have felt the chill of something unseen are unlikely to be swayed. As the sun sets beyond the crashing waves, the beach chalet's windows glow warmly, inviting diners and explorers alike. Yet as the shadows deepen, so too does the sense that the past is never truly at rest in this coastal landmark. As dusk gives way to darkness along San Francisco's Ocean Beach, the line between the living and the lost seems to blur inside the beach chalet. Over the years, accounts have emerged that go far beyond the cold drafts and phantom footsteps of earlier decades. Visitors describe glimpses of mist-like figures hovering near the great windows, their outlines blurred and shifting like smoke, but unmistakably human in form. One particular encounter stands out. In 2012, a tourist from New England enjoying a late dinner noticed a figure standing near the bar, unmoving, dressed in what appeared to be an old-fashioned naval uniform. The details were hazy, obscured by the dim light and reflections in the glass, but what was most unsettling was how the figure seemed to watch the ocean beyond, as if waiting for a ship that would never return. When the guest turned to alert their companion, the figure had vanished. The only thing that remained was the faint smell of brine in the air. These sightings have followed a pattern. They often occur during storms when the ocean thrashes against the coast and heavy fog engulfs the chalet. Some have speculated that such conditions, thick, swirling moisture in the air, might act as a kind of atmospheric canvas, revealing imprints of the past that are normally hidden from view. If there is a single location within the chalet that draws more attention than any other, it is the staircase leading to the upper level. During quiet hours, the unmistakable sound of heavy boots has been heard climbing the steps, slow and deliberate. Investigations have been conducted to rule out creaking boards, plumbing vibrations, or faulty heating systems, yet the sounds continue. Paranormal teams who have visited the chalet report unexplained spikes in electromagnetic fields around the staircase, well beyond what would be expected from the building's electrical infrastructure. Recordings made during these investigations have captured faint, unexplained voices, whispers at the edge of audibility that seem to call out over the white noise of the ocean wind. The employees of the beach chalet have learned to live with these oddities, but their stories remain chilling. A veteran manager speaking anonymously recalled one particular night when they locked up the building and checked every door twice, only to return in the morning and find the main dining room's heavy double doors wide open. No alarms had been triggered. Nothing had been stolen. But the tables inside, set neatly the night before, were found in slight disarray, as if invisible guests had held their own midnight gathering. Another staff member, a bartender who has worked at the chalet for over 10 years, recounted wine bottles sliding from shelves with no provocation, not during an earthquake, not from a misplaced elbow, but seemingly of their own accord. These incidents often followed reports of a shadowy figure seen lingering in the storage area behind the bar, a place most employees now refuse to enter alone after dark. Skeptics argue that the chalet's environment is a perfect storm of natural explanations. Ocean Beach's ferocious winds could rattle doors and shift lightweight objects. Vibrations from distant street traffic or underground activity could cause bottles to slide. And of course, the power of suggestion is a mighty force, especially in a location so steeped in maritime lore and atmospheric tension. Yet despite these rational possibilities, the sightings and experiences persist. New guests with no prior knowledge of the chalet's haunted reputation have reported seeing strange figures in the corner of their vision. Some claim they've felt a chill sweep past them, followed by a creeping sense of being watched. These fresh accounts keep the legends alive, feeding the cycle of curiosity and fear that surrounds the beach chalet. The allure of the beach chalet is that it doesn't wear its haunted history on its sleeve. There are no plastic skeletons hanging in the rafters, no spooky tour guides in costume. It remains, first and foremost, a beautiful destination for food, drink, and views of the Pacific. And yet, beneath that polished surface lies a restless undercurrent, a whisper of the past that refuses to be silenced. As long as the Pacific crashes against Ocean Beach, as long as fog rolls across the dunes, and as long as curious visitors pass through its arched doorways, the beach chalet will continue to offer more than just a stunning sunset. It offers a glimpse, however fleeting, into the mysteries of life and death along San Francisco's rugged shore. We came here for the clinking glasses and the Pacific views, but it's the unseen guests, the ones that don't sign the check at the end of the night, that leave the strongest impression. From the stories of ghostly sailors staring out at a restless ocean, to the staff who swear they've heard heavy boots on empty stairs, the chalet offers up a tapestry of encounters that feels too rich to ignore. We can point to the science of infrasound, which rattles your insides and puts your imagination on high alert. We can talk about electromagnetic interference or the peculiar acoustics of a nearly century-old building built for echoes. Some will tell you it's nothing but the mind playing tricks, shaped by the salt air, the fog, and the long, eerie history of shipwrecks off the coast. But even the most grounded skeptics have to admit, when that chill creeps up your spine, when you catch movement in the corner of your eye and know deep down you're supposed to be alone, it doesn't really matter what the explanation is. In that moment, the fear feels real. What makes the beach chalet so fascinating isn't just its haunted reputation. It's the fact that the place still breathes. People eat here, drink here, laugh here, and yet these whispers of the past persist, threading themselves into everyday life. Whether you believe it's a trick of the mind or the echoes of mariners who never made it to shore, one thing's for certain. The beach chalet keeps its stories close, like seashells tucked into the sand, waiting to be discovered by anyone brave enough to look. So next time you find yourself in San Francisco, make the trek to Ocean Beach. Take in the view, savor the food, raise a glass to the living, and maybe, just maybe, spare a quiet moment for the ones who never left the waves behind. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.